Mark 16:12. I like to come to church and learn something too, don't you? I like to come and be inspired, but also to learn something. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. In John 16:12, it says, and after that, he appeared in another form. Well, that's talking about Jesus, right? After his resurrection, he appeared in a different form. He has to, you know, Jesus has the ability to change his form, doesn't he? He appeared in another form unto the two of them as they walked and went into the country. And they went and told it unto the residue, neither believed they them. They told some of the other disciples, and they didn't believe it. Afterward, he appeared unto the 11 as they sat at meat and upbraided them. He chewed them out. He rebuked them with their unbelief and hardness of heart, because they believed not them which had seen him after he was risen. And he said unto them, now Jesus is giving them their assignment. He's about to depart. And how many know when he's leaving, he's going to give a word that's going to be vitally important for them. His last words on earth, these are significant, aren't they? And he says this, he says, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Go into all the world. Wherever you go in this world, share the gospel of Jesus to every person and everything that moves, all right? He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. We know that, right? He that believes and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believes not shall be damned. That's pretty clear, isn't it? So believing on Jesus gives you a ticket not to go to hell. Isn't that right? It's not your sins that sends you there so much, because those can be forgiven, but rather the fact that you have not made Jesus the Lord of your life. When you get born again, now you have your passport to paradise or your citizenship in heaven, right? And so we need to share this with people. And listen to what he says. And these signs, everybody say these signs. When we talk about signs, we're talking about miracles, signs, and wonders. And by the way, when you see a sign on the road, what's it doing? It's pointing the way, isn't it? When he does signs and wonders, it's pointing the way to Jesus. Significant, happening, power, miraculous, supernatural things will point the way to Jesus. These signs shall follow them that believe. Now notice, the signs are going to follow the believers. How many believers have we got in here tonight? Do you know that signs will follow you? Some of you have prayed for people and you've seen miracles. You've seen the Holy Ghost go to work for you. Let me just share something with you right now. How many of you ever heard the scripture, John 16:13? He will show you things to come. Isn't that right? In other words, he'll show you some things that are going to happen. One time many years ago, when we lived on College Hill in Beaver Falls, I was sleeping one night, and I had this impulse. I mean, I just woke up, and it was like, you know, I didn't hear anything. I didn't hear any noise or anything. But I had this window right by my bed, and I got up and I felt to look out that window. Pulled the blinds apart, looked out that window, and here a guy who had been a transient, he'd stopped at the church on his way through somewhere. He lost everything. He was despondent, but he did have a car. Well, here he had pulled his car on the wrong side of the road, right below my window, and he had a vacuum hose going from his exhaust coming up and going into his car. He was trying to kill himself. I suppose he was thinking, well, past good old Pastor Cliff, he's a good old guy. He'll take care of my belongings and everything else whenever I'm gone. So I'll go commit suicide right by his house. My. And he was just a young guy. Couldn't have been more than about 28, 30 years old. And so, wow. I mean, nothing woke me up except the Holy Spirit. There was no noise, no nothing. And I looked out and saw this. And I said, what's going on out here? And he had a toolbox sitting on the trunk of his car to keep the lid down. I don't know. Did you get awake at that time?
Yeah.
You got awake too? He said, what am I doing? Being nosy. So anyhow, I went downstairs, went outside. And lo and behold, this guy's sitting in his driver's seat and he's trying to commit suicide. So I pulled the door open. I grabbed him, and there's this little bank of grass here. There's a sidewalk, and I pulled him over there and put him on, threw him on this bank, and I started hitting his chest and saying, in the name of Jesus, you'll live and not die and declare the works of the Lord. You have come alive. You be fine, and you be healthy and be healed in Jesus' name. And I'm see, he was passed out. But lo and behold, his eyes popped open, and he was fine. But boy, that has to be 20, 25 years ago, huh? Yeah, I told him. Yeah, what'd you think I was going to take care of everything for you? Don't do that, please. Don't ever do that again, please. And we ministered to him, and we loved on him, and helped him get his life turned around, and finally he did, and got back on he got a little more established in the Lord, and then he was on his way and left. But my point is this, that the Holy Spirit, you see, will show you things to come. He'll show you things to come. If we stay in tune with God, he'll wake up in the middle of the night. He'll have you pray for someone. He'll wake you up in the middle of the night. And by you praying for that relative, it'll avert danger and maybe save their life. Now, the reason we know this is what God wants for his people is this. Turn with me to Luke 4. Well, let's finish out this scripture here first of all. These signs shall follow them that believe, and it means these signs will follow the believing ones. By the way, where it says preach the gospel, the word preach there is, the Greek word is caruso, caruso. And it means to share, to proclaim, to declare, to preach. Caruso, you might want to write that down. Caruso, I know a guy's name, last name is Caruso. His first name is Gunga. Gunga Caruso. That's his nickname. Anyhow. But his last name means share or to proclaim or to declare or to preach. And that's what he wants us to do. In fact, the Amplified Bible says we're to publish openly the gospel. But he says, in my name, they'll cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. And so then after the Lord had spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven and sat on the right hand of God. And they went forth, and caruso, preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word with signs following. They preached the word, and the signs followed. They preached the word, and the Holy Spirit saw that the word was manifest, or the word came alive and produced the supernatural response. They preached the word, and he didn't confirm the people. He didn't confirm Peter, John, or any of them. He confirmed his word. Why? Because they preached the word. They spoke the word. And that's how we set people free, is by speaking the word. You see that today? And so, I read to you Sunday about Hebrews, I think it's 2:18, where it said he succored them. See, that's what Jesus came to do, is to succor people. That means come to their aid, relieve them, convert them, bring a new life, a better life to them. How many of you say, I've found a better life in Jesus than that old life that I had? Huh? Come on. If you can't say that tonight, then you need to get into the Word and find out what your will and testament, his last will and testament is. Find out what's in his will for you. When you get to understanding that, you too will say, man, this is a whole lot better life than my past life. Amen. When you find out what is yours in Jesus, that you have access to miracle power, that you have the ability of the Holy Spirit flowing through you to change some situations, to bring miracles and restoration to people's lives. I was listening to Mark Hankins the other night, and he brought out that he had been listening to Rick Renner. Rick Renner is a really good Bible teacher. And he brought out something about Romans 8:26, where it says, likewise, the Spirit helps our infirmities or our weaknesses. The Spirit helps our infirmities. Now, he said that word weakness or infirmity there isn't just some little minor thing like a head cold or sinus problem or something like that. He says that word weakness there means a heavy-duty disease, an incurable disease. An incurable disease. So in other words, the Holy Spirit will help you with an incurable disease. And so I thought, wow, praise God. I'm going to pray in the Holy Ghost because he'll help you with an incurable disease. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Say hallelujah. So remember that. It's not just some little, you know, hangnail that he's talking about there. He's talking about some big-time infirmity, an incurable disease. The Holy Spirit will do that. So pray in the Spirit, get the Holy Spirit involved, and heal you from that incurable disease. Glory to God. So anyhow, Luke chapter 4. Look at Luke chapter 4. So Jesus came to succor them, to bring them, to bring relief, to bring aid. In fact, let me just see. Got it written in the margin of my Bible here. Hebrews chapter 2. Hebrews 2, 18. Yeah, it means to come to the aid. Where it says, for he that himself has suffered being tempted, he is able to succor them that are tempted. Sometimes pronounced succor, them that are tempted. The word succor there means come to the aid or relieve them or to help them. And see, that's what Jesus came to do for us. He came to set the captives free. Okay, now look at Luke 4:18, because Jesus comes on the scene here in verse 18 and says, the Spirit of the Lord, this is Luke 4:18 now, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Why? Because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. Now, what's he doing there? Well, go back to verse 17 and let's see. And there was, Jesus stood up in the temple. And there was delivered unto him the book of the prophet Isaiah. That's Isaiah. And when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written. And here's what it said. You know where that was, that it was written there? That's Isaiah 61. Jesus was quoting, he was reading out of Isaiah 61, because obviously Luke hadn't been written yet, right? Jesus was reading out of Isaiah 61, and he was referring to himself. And what did he say? The Spirit of the Lord, when he opened the book, he found the place where it was written, Isaiah 61. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he hath anointed me to what? To preach the gospel to the poor, to caruso. To preach the gospel, the good news, to the poor. Now, what would be the good news to the poor? Well, just suck it up and here's a bowl of cereal. No, that's not the good news to the poor. The good news to the poor is found in 3 John verse 2, where he says, beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers. Beloved, I wish above all things. In other words, 3 John verse 2 is God's highest wish for you to be well. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers. Glory to God. So what did Jesus do? He came to set the captives free. Notice what it says. He's reading out of Isaiah now, and what's he say about himself? He says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted. If there's one person in here tonight that is brokenhearted, something broke your heart in life, maybe a person, maybe a situation, maybe a loss of some sort. Jesus wants to heal you of that broken heart. He wants to bring restoration to you. He wants to give you a new hope, a new vision, a new future. Whatever took place in your life to hurt you in your past, Jesus wants to make you whole again. He didn't come just to pat you on the head and say, well, go about your business. No, he came to supernaturally impart an anointing to you that will transform you from head to toe and make you brand new. Brand new. The brand new start. Glory. To heal the brokenhearted. So I'm going to tell you tonight, if you've been brokenhearted, you can take those hurts to the foot of the cross. Give them to Jesus. Lay them out there. Say, God, heal me of the hurts of the past. We have a wonderful prayer out there in that welcome center. You need to grab one of those and pray it several times a day. Amen. I've prayed it myself many times. And it really does work. Because what happens? When you speak it, you're releasing faith with the words of your mouth, and healing comes, restoration comes, transformation comes, peace comes. Your mind is no longer squirrely. I had a squirrely mind. He heals the brokenhearted, preaches deliverance to the captives. People that are captive by what? Captivated by pornography or heroin or drugs or pot or whatever it might be, addicted to something that's got them a captive. They're maybe prescription drugs or whatever it might be. They're captive to it. Jesus came to deliver you from whatever's holding you captive. Woo! Glory to God. And recovering of sight to the blind. He left no one out, even a blind person. And he proved it in his many miracles, didn't he? To set at liberty them that are bruised. Now, if you've been bruised in life, Jesus wants to bring liberty and freedom, emancipation into your life. And so what will happen? You'll go about helping others get set free from the same things that you got set free from. You'll be liberated, and now you go and liberate others. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. And to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. Now, that's a whole different teaching, and I don't think we got time to get into that tonight. But we'll get into that sometime in Leviticus chapter 25, where it talks about the Jubilee. And what it boils down to, the acceptable year of the Lord is the year of Jubilee. And a lot of great things happened in the year of Jubilee. And basically, and I can't get into all of that tonight. Well, maybe just give you a quick rundown of it, all right? I can't do this without reading the scripture back there. But anyhow, listen to these. Your family will come back. Household salvation will come. Children will return to their borders. Another thing that took place in Leviticus 25, you receive a commanded blessing. Increase will come to your dwelling. Another thing in Leviticus, in the year of Jubilee, oppression will cease. Liberation is yours. What else? All debt is canceled. This is part of the Jewish law in Leviticus 25. There's supernatural debt reduction. All debt is wiped away. You are free from debt. Supernatural debt cancellation. Glory to God. Prisoners are released, and they become free citizens. The poor are relieved and taken care of. It's all in Leviticus 25. So what's Jesus saying? He says, I am the culmination of all the above because I am preaching the acceptable year of the Lord. What's that? The acceptable year of the Lord is the year of Jubilee. Therefore, Jesus is our Jubilee. He's the one that does all these wonderful things for us that took place in Leviticus 25. Brings a commanded blessing. Causes oppression to cease. Causes all debt to be canceled. Causes prisoners to be released. Causes the poor to be relieved. Causes a family to come back to their borders. Jeremiah 31:7. Everybody say it with me. Jesus is our Jubilee. Glory to God. In fact, I just got to show you that scripture. Look at Leviticus 25. So you know I won't be lying to you here. Leviticus, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus 25. And Jesus says, look, I am come to do this. I am come to give you life and to give it to you more abundantly. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me to do these things, to turn your life around, praise God. Leviticus 25, and let's begin with verse 8. It says, and thou shalt number 7 Sabbaths of years. In other words, 7 times 7, 7 numbers of 7 years. Sabbaths of years is 7. So 7 times 7 is 49. Thou shalt number 7 Sabbaths of years unto thee, 7 times 7 years. And the space of the 7th Sabbath of years shall be unto thee 49 years. Then thou shalt cause the trumpet of the Jubilee to sound on the 10th day of the 7th month. In the day of atonement shall ye make the trumpet sound throughout all your land, and ye shall hallow the 50th year. So then 49 years and the 50th year is the year of Jubilee. And Jesus is saying, I'm preaching the acceptable year of the Lord. I am preaching the year of Jubilee. As a matter of fact, I am the culmination of all those things. I am your Jubilee. You shall hallow the 50th year and proclaim liberty throughout all the land unto all the inhabitants thereof. And it shall be a jubilee unto you. And ye shall return every, listen to this, you shall return every man unto his possessions. If you lost your land, you get it back. If you lost your oxen or your ox cart, you get it back. Huh? Glory to God. If you lost your home, you get it back. Ye shall return every man unto his family. Remember, I told you, the first thing was your family will come back. Household salvation. Children return to their borders. That's why we cannot stop believing for our children. Keep praying for them, glory to God. Keep praying according to Matthew 9:38. It says, Lord, send laborers to the harvest because you're the Lord of the harvest. And 2 Corinthians 4:4, I break the power, I lift the blinders off of my children right now. Amen. Do I have the right time? It's about 4 minutes to 8. Is that correct? Okay. Just want to make sure. So, for it is a jubilee. Okay, verse 11. A jubilee shall thou that 50th year be unto you, and ye shall sow, neither reap. You shall not sow, excuse me. Neither reap that which groweth of itself in it, nor gather the grapes in it of thine own vine undressed, for it is the Jubilee. It shall be holy unto you. Ye shall eat the increase thereof out of the field. In the year of this Jubilee, ye shall return every man unto his possession. All debt is canceled, remember? And if thou sell aught unto thy neighbor or buyest aught of thy neighbor's hand, ye shall not oppress one another. According to the number of years after the Jubilee, thou shalt buy of thy neighbor, and according unto the number of years of the fruits, he shall sell unto thee. According to the multitude of the years, thou shalt increase the price thereof and increase the fewness of years. Thou shalt diminish the price of it. Well, anyhow, basically what it's saying is those things I mentioned to you. Ye shall receive a commanded blessing. Increase will come your way. All debt is canceled. Prisoners are released and become free citizens. The poor are relieved and taken care of. Your family will come back to you. Oppression will cease. Glory to God. He lift lifts the burdens from us and sets us free. And we need to be grateful that he has done so. Will you still love me tomorrow? Okay. Even though he blesses you, will you still love him tomorrow? Amen. Hallelujah. What's Psalm 124, verse 7 say? Psalm 124, verse 7. And then I'll quit, I think. 124, verse 7. Hope you're still with us out there in Facebook live stream. 124, verse 7. Says, our soul has escaped as a bird out of the snare of the fowlers. The snare is broken, and we are escaped. You become free to be all that you can be for him. No longer bound by inadequacies. No longer bound by a poor self-image. No longer bound by a lack of worth or a poor self-worth. No, you become free. Glory to God that you can run like me. Glory to God. Amen. Like a bird escaped. What did I read there? Psalm 124, verse 7. Our soul has escaped as a bird out of the snare of the fowlers. The snare is broken and we are escaped. He's come to set the captives free. To have confidence, to be all you can be for him. To finally bust loose from the bondage of secularism or what have you. And become free to worship him, because where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Glory to God. I'm preaching myself happy. Let's stand tonight. Thank you, Lord. Jesus is our jubilee. You do not have to put up with fear. He's delivered you from bipolar. He's delivered you from paranoid schizophrenia. He's delivered you from anxiety, from depression. He's delivered you from mental torment, and he's delivered you from condemnation. Amen. Stop condemning yourself over your past. You're a brand new creation in Christ. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Come on, let's praise him tonight. Woo! Glory, 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 glory. Thank you, my Father. And you step out, he'll confirm the word with signs following. Father, thank you tonight for your goodness. Lord, we thank you for your word. It's working mightily in each of us, Lord. Thank you for the anointing. We sense your presence in this place tonight. Your anointing. Thank you for doing it, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. I said I wasn't going to preach Leviticus, but I wound up preaching Jubilee anyhow. All right. Have a great evening. Love you.